Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Should've I'm Dr. Anthony Lizewitz, and this is Climate Connections. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin have no physical form. You cannot hold them in your hand like a dollar bill. But they have a real impact on the climate. That's because the most common process used to validate cryptocurrency transactions and to bring new cryptocurrency into circulation requires a huge amount of computing power. And all that computing takes a lot of electricity. In the case of Bitcoin, as much as a country.
We're talking 110, 120, 130 terawatt hours. That's like in the ballpark of Norway, what they would use in a single year.
That's Benjamin Jones, an associate professor at the University of New Mexico. He says much of that electricity comes from fossil fuels, so it creates carbon pollution.
But there's also solutions that are readily available for us to solve this as well.
He says cryptocurrency companies can use processes that require far less computing power. Ethereum, the world's second largest cryptocurrency, is adopting a method that the company expects will cut electricity use by 99%. And the industry can rely more on clean, renewable energy. So Jones says it's possible to have cryptocurrency without so much environmental harm. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Pre-produced at my virtual plaza in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 154 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode. This is new music for May 2026 in June. I've been extremely busy with work and other more top-secret things, and I've only had minuscule scraps of time to devote to my favorite hobby, time-consuming in its own right, which is sourcing the best new music for you, lucky listener. It's good for me, too. New music is always the best music. Even great songs lose their power with overuse, so I'm always chasing that dragon, so to speak. The way I've framed this episode is that this is the episode that would have aired for Listener Appreciation Week on May 8th, had everything gone according to Hoyle. It'll be obvious to just about anyone when the Angine de Poitrine song pops up around the top of the hour. I expressly did not want to trample on any potential material I want to retain for Midsummer New Music, so I pretty much cut off my research at the end of April, keeping it to the normal month to 5 weeks for my traditionally craptastic Listener Appreciation Week New Music episode attempts. Fortunately, this one turned out pretty good, I'm pleased to say. The centers of gravity amongst my 8 recurrent sources have shifted but balanced out, and I was able to round things out by milking the algorithm on Spotify, as was the plan all along. Keeping score, the big winner is Spotify with 8 songs. From there, it was Earshot Distro with 5 songs from 4 artists, Blaylock's Indie Rock Playlist with 4 songs, and Pitchfork with 4 songs from 3 artists. The Earshot National Top 50 and Bandcamp Mailbag have 3 songs each. The CJSF Playlist has 2. CITR and the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel have 1 each, and KALX UC Berkeley was shut out. KALX is scuffling again. They only had 1 top 35 weekly chart to look at, and CITR, who used to dominate, now only publish a chart about once every 3 weeks. Rounding things out are 2 leftovers, and I'll credit the Angeline de Poitrain song to the Rick Beato YouTube channel. It's funny to me. I previously rejected the 2024 Angeline de Poitrain EP, which is not the new one with Fabienne on it. It was a soft pass. I thought it was interesting, but it was too much like surf rock, too repetitive, and where were the vocals? At the time, I was not aware of the crazy outfits and technical prowess, but honestly, I don't care about that. Starting off the show tonight was Winnipeg's Tired Cossack from their new album Zima. After that was Not Show Winner, but my favorite song at this very moment from Aswan Dam, and then Lone Noom. Coming up in housekeeping is Downtempo Stuff, followed by a high-energy big set with lots of dance music and the return of Jersey Club to the show in a very big way. There are really nice cabin camping festival vibes on the show tonight, so if you're headed to the interior and you have data, treat yourself and switch over to cjsf.ca before 200th Street. Thank you.
Did you know?